Aaliyah's New Ring by April N. Perry, based on a true story. What could be better than a shiny CTR ring? Listen to the still small voice. Listen, listen. When you have to make a choice, he will guide you. Children's Songbook, page 107. Aaliyah twisted the new CTR ring on her finger. At church today, her primary teacher had given everyone in the class a CTR ring. Aaliyah loved the shiny green shield. She took her ring off to show Mom. "What does choose the right mean?" Mom asked. "It means you do what Heavenly Father wants you to do," Aaliyah said. Mom nodded. "You choose the right in lots of ways, like when you're kind to your brother and sister, or when you help Dad and me at home." Aaliyah smiled and traced the letters on the ring. She kept a close eye on her ring while she stacked blocks with Ethan and Grace. She liked the way the letters shone. She was careful with it during dinner. She didn't want it to fall into the mashed potatoes. When she helped clear the table, she kept her fist clenched so the ring wouldn't slip off. Mom and Dad were washing dishes when Aaliyah remembered to ask, "Why wasn't Michaela at church today?" Michaela was Aaliyah's newest friend. They'd met at church a few months ago, and Michaela and her mom were planning to be baptized soon.
"I don't know," Dad said.
"Maybe you could visit her tonight." "Could we take her some cookies?"
"Good idea," Mom said. "After Ethan and Grace are in bed, we can take some of the cookies we made yesterday."
As they got in the car later, Aaliyah said, "I think I should give my CTR ring to Michaela."
"Are you sure?"
"Well, I guess we could just give her the cookies, but..."
"I know you love your ring, so you decide. Listen to the Holy Ghost," Mom said. "Then follow that prompting."
"But how do I know if it's the Holy Ghost?"
"You'll feel peaceful and happy inside. Why don't we pray about it? If you feel good, then you know that's the Holy Ghost."
"Okay. But if I give her my ring, can I get another one?"
"Yes, but it might take a while to come in the mail."
After the prayer, they drove to Michaela's house.
"I'll give them the cookies," Mom said as they walked to the door.
"I won't say anything about the ring. That's up to you. Just tug on my sleeve if you decide to do it."
Aaliyah twisted the ring around and around on her finger. She thought hard about what she should do.
Mom rang the doorbell. Michaela's mom answered and invited them in.
"We missed you at church today," Mom said.
"We wanted to let you know we were thinking about you."
"Thank you. These cookies look great. Michaela, come say hi."
They talked for a few minutes. Mom was saying goodbye when Aaliyah tugged on her sleeve. Mom looked down and smiled at Aaliyah.
"Looks like there's one more thing."
Aaliyah slid her ring off and handed it to Michaela.
"Aaliyah wants to give you this," Mom said. "We prayed about it before we came. She wants you to have it."
Michaela put the ring on her finger.
"Thank you."
Aaliyah grinned.
"It means choose the right."
As Aaliyah and her mom walked back to the car, Mom said, "Well, how do you feel?"
"A little sad that I don't have the ring anymore, but glad I listened to the Holy Ghost."
"I'm proud of you, and now you know what the Holy Ghost feels like."
Aaliyah smiled. "Can we get lots of CTR rings, in case the Holy Ghost tells me to give more away?"
Mom hugged her.
"Good idea," she said.
Note: has the Holy Ghost ever prompted you to do something hard? End of the article. Aaliyah's New Ring by April N. Perry. Read by Kristen Hawkins.